Shopping over the internet is showing robust growth, according to new figures from the Commerce Department. The government reports that e-commerce grew by nearly 30% in the final 3 months of 2003. It's the third straight quarterly rise and just shy of the record 32% at the end of 2002. Experts say the growth is due to savvier marketing by retailers. Also, about 18% of American households now have speedy broadband internet connections. Eric Johnson is the director of the Center for Excellence in E-Business at Columbia University. Good morning.
Good morning.
In this economic climate, how is the e-commerce segment of the retail market jumping up like this?
Using broadband, consumers have gotten a lot closer to the electronic store. And while they're closer to that store, it's faster for them to get there and use it. That's not true of physical stores.
How many new customers are we talking about here?
We're talking about some new customers, but what's happening is people are choosing to do more and more of their shopping online rather than offline.
And this growth that we're seeing, does it also reflect changes in retailers' strategies?
Well, I think they've gotten much smarter about how to deal with consumers. Not only do they know enough now to deliver the packages before Christmas, always a good idea, but also they know how to do things like if I type something into the computer and it's misspelled, they'll actually realize that and send me to the right product anyway.
And security, that was for some early years of e-commerce a big issue for people.
Yeah, I think we've gotten much better at communicating what's going on in terms of using shopping carts, encrypting credit cards, and making people feel more like they're in a regular store.
But for all the growth, e-commerce is still, I gather, about 2% of the total retail market?
That's right. But if you look at categories like books, it's a substantial proportion. But the real ones are things that may not be traditional retail, but things like stock trading, buying airline tickets, are becoming very much the normal way of interacting with your vendor.
Are there categories that are just simply not appropriate for the internet? And if there are, or less appropriate, what are they?
Anything that you really have to touch and feel. I suspect a nice man's suit would be a good example of that. I don't think you're going to find yourself going out and shopping for cocktail dresses on the internet, for example.
Eric Johnson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Eric Johnson is the director of the Center for Excellence in E-Business at Columbia University. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.